Father, what a joy that we could take hold of what you have said in your word in June, that it's through your Son that we are presented blameless before you. And we can say amen to that. What a privilege, what a joy to know, Lord Jesus, how you're keeping us and how you're working, not just us, but your family worldwide. Thank you, Jesus. And we can say amen, amen, amen to your incredible ability, how you build and how you do deal with us as your family. So thank you, Father, for this. Thank you again today for your Holy Spirit to teach us, to share and open up scriptures, give us revelation or truth, and this we receive. And thank you through your Son, Jesus. Amen. Amen. If you'd like to turn to Matthew chapter 13, we're going to go through quite a few scriptures this morning as we follow a particular theme of Christ being the light and we also the light to the world. And just to start laying a foundation and for us to get into agreement with what God's word says, it's very important for us. An interesting parable that Jesus speaks in Matthew 13. And he's speaking about the parable of the weeds and the wheat. And he goes, speaking about the kingdom of heaven is like this, and he gives the example. And then later on, in verse 36, he begins to explain the parable. And I want to just go through that quickly, and then we're going to be looking at other scriptures. Then he left the crowd and went into the house. His disciples came to him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." And he answered, "The one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed stands for the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is at the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. As the weeds are pulled up and burnt into the fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the fiery furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. And he who has ears, let him hear." And in that parable, remember when Jesus is speaking about and the disciples ask, "But shouldn't you pull out the weeds now?" And Jesus says, "No, only at the end of the age." So it's fascinating that in the midst of all of this, at the end there, he's speaking about how the righteous will shine. And that's part of the theme this morning, is for us to understand something about what this light is all about and the impact it has. And for us to get into agreement of the power and the reality, the working of his light within us, and to experience the manifestation of that. But it's fascinating because very often what we see over here is that in this world there is evil and there is the sons of righteousness. There is the born-again believer. And many, many times we are wanting to get rid of and we're wanting to disappear. And here we see Jesus says, no, 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 no. You see, evil will be with you and it'll also mature. It'll come to the end when there's a harvest. Likewise, righteousness, the sons of God, will be in this world in the midst of this darkness, but we will also mature. And that's important because many times we don't realize that we as light in this world have an impact despite all the darkness that we see around. Many times our focus is on the darkness and it's not on the reality that we are light. See, and that's the mind shift. That's the renewing of the mind. Peter says, prepare your mind for action. Okay, and so we are wanting to now prepare our mind. We're getting understanding as we've been looking at. We're getting knowledge. We're getting the understanding of what the truth is all about. And now we want to grow in wisdom so that we know how to walk in the wisdom that God is busy sharing with us. And that's part of preparing the mind. So one of the disciplines now, by the power of the Holy Spirit's grace, is for us, we see the darkness. Jesus says darkness is going to mature. So that's, he said that. But does Jesus panic? Is Jesus saying, whoa, you know, darkness, whoa. No. Righteousness, I'm in control. The end of the age, there will be a harvest. And guess who's going first? The wicked are going first. And the righteous are left behind. Oh, and suddenly, all of a sudden, there's so many about the raptures and all these kind of things that, maybe we need a better understanding of all these things. But here we see something profound, that in all of us, there is a time where the full revelation of what this light is all about comes to take place at the end of the age. And so Jesus is sharing something, I think it's important for us there. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let them hear, because darkness is taken out. Now in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 18, we see there's this future incredible manifestation of righteousness, of the light. If you go to Revelations, right in chapter 21, where the bride, where the city of God comes back, there's no light because of the glory of God that's shining, and we are reflecting this incredible glory of God, and it's linked to the future in that. So in Proverbs chapter 4, it's the wisdom chapter, and we read there in verse 18, the path of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, shining ever brighter till the full light of day. But the way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. So here we see there's this future manifestation of this incredible truth of what it is to be light and shining. But there's also the progressive journey, just like when the sun comes up and it gets brighter and brighter and brighter at midday. And here we see this part of our journey, the progressive journey of you and I receiving truth, understanding truth, and beginning to walk more and more in that truth. The truth is the light that we will look at now. So we see the progressiveness taking place and our continual growth in the revelation of the truth that is found in Christ Jesus. And we go back to where we were the other day, where to be rooted in Christ Jesus, to be established in Christ Jesus, to be built up in Christ Jesus. It's back to that, so we won't be deceived by all the fine-sounding arguments, but we begin to understand truth that is found in Christ Jesus, because all the wisdom is hidden in Christ Jesus. And we're wanting to begin to live in that incredible wisdom found in Christ Jesus. So let's carry on as we look at this over here. So in other words, before we go to the next scripture, let's not be discouraged when we look around and we just see all this darkness. You know that Jesus said, but let us rather realize, but we are light. What impact do we as children of light have in this darkness? See, that's the question. That's the renewing of the mind. We could be people that will, dark, and focus on that and have no impact because we're not in agreement with truth. Or we can, Jesus, you showed us the power of you being light in this world. What impact have you had? What impact are you having? What impact are you still going to be having? Because you are in us and we are in you. We are children of light in you, Jesus. So it's a new way of thinking, because that begins to activate our thoughts. It begins to open up our part in all of us. We as children of light, what is our part in this dark world when evil is growing and maturing, but we are also growing and maturing? Is light stronger, more powerful than darkness? The darkness overcome Jesus. You see, and that's why we have to get our minds sorted out and our thinking sorted out and get rooted in who we are in Christ Jesus. Okay, and that's part of our growth right now. And it's going to become more and more real in the body of Christ worldwide as we begin to understand the increase of darkness, but also the growth of the body of Christ. In John chapter 1, we know this one pretty well, where we read there concerning the birth of Jesus and the reality, the whole theme of Christmas as a church focuses on the birth of Jesus Christ. And we see here in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Now that's a powerful statement that John is writing over here. And through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life. So we're noticing that it's through Christ Jesus who made all things. So he is life. So life comes through Jesus, and we see the whole reality of creation, of mankind, etc., etc. But it's far more than that. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it or overcome it. And then we come there, John the Baptist comes and he says that I've come to testify to the light so that people can believe. And then he says over here, he come to testify, the true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. And he came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. But yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, they gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or of a husband's will, but born of God. Here, there is such a revelation of Jesus, and we begin to understand something about what it is to be the Word of God, what it is to be the author of life, and what it is to be light. Because in this context, here the light is concerning not only sort of truth, but it's revealing, it's giving insight, it's giving revelation to who the Father is. Jesus came to reveal the Father. Okay? Well, build on that now. So Jesus came to make the Father known. And all the time, this light, this revelational truth of who Christ is, he keep on revealing the Father. So we get to John chapter 17. What was Jesus' prayer? Father, I have made you known to them. He came to reveal the Father. John chapter 14, he came to reveal the Father. So here we see a connection between the reality of Christ, who is the life is in him, and as he shares and he administers over there, those who believe received that incredible life. That light was a revelation of the Father. They knew that Christ is the Messiah. So the testimony of Peter, for instance, when Jesus says, who do you say I am? And others say that you are a prophet, you this, you that, there. But Peter said, but you are the Son of God, the Messiah. Revelational light. So that's the light we're speaking about right now. There's much more, but for our particular context right now, it's a revelation of who Christ is. So now we go to John chapter 15, where Jesus speaks about abiding in him. And what does he say? If you abide in me and your word his word abides in me, what takes place over there will be much fruit. And this is to my Father's glory to show, to reveal that you are my disciples. So the light of his truth always has a purpose to give the revelation of Christ within us. It has a purpose to give a revelation of Christ. It has a purpose to give a revelation of God the Father. So that's the light we're talking about this morning. So here Jesus, who is the light of this world, he comes and he gives revelation of who God the Father is. And he makes the Father known to the world all the time. The truth that the Holy Spirit shares with you and I has a purpose, and that is to give, as we take hold of that truth, is to give the revelation of Christ within us. Okay, that's the light. So when we focused on the darkness, oh, wow, 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 kind of thing over there, we're not letting the truth work in us, have fruit within us that now manifests and radiates who Christ is in the world. That brings glory to the Father, for the world can see that we are the disciples of Jesus Christ. It's a testimony. It's powerful. We must not be overcome by darkness. Christ wasn't overcome by darkness. He overcame this world. Who has overcome this world? He who has faith. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. We overcome the one who has faith in Christ Jesus. We have overcome this world. We are victorious because of our faith in Christ, who is the light. And darkness could not put out. So darkness cannot snuff out the revelation of Christ Jesus. Darkness cannot snuff out and put out the revelation of who God the Father is. No matter how politicians are trying in Canada and et cetera, to try and stop and all these kind of things. Darkness cannot do that. We've got to know that. Otherwise we will believe that darkness is winning and we are becoming weak and paralyzed and ineffective. We've got to realize that the light of God, the truth of revelational truth is within us. He's spoken and there's a word that's working in us, that's bearing fruit. That fruit has powerful manifestation that reveals Christ within us. Let's have a look at some more scriptures. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Just to give scripture to what I've just said. Paul is writing to the church about the new covenant, and then he's speaking about this incredible ministry, and he says, even if our gospel is veiled in verse 3, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of the unbelievers so they cannot see the light of the glory of Christ Jesus. When the Holy Spirit takes from Jesus and reveals truth to you and I, that truth reveals Christ within us. It reveals the glory of Christ. It reveals that Christ is real. It reveals that Christ is the Son of God. That's why in the parable of the sower, it's fascinating. In the parable of the sower, well, let me just finish over here in verse 4. We carry on and we see over here. The God of this age has blinded the minds of the unbeliever so that they cannot see the light of the gospel, the good news of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Go back to John chapter 1. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. When the word is abiding in us, we don't preach ourselves. We don't preach about ourselves. That word is truth. It's got revelation of who Christ is within us. So people can know the real Jesus Christ and not a religious Jesus Christ. It's alive within us. It's not intellectual stuff that we've just learned off by heart. For God, who said, let light shine of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. And then, but we have this treasures in jars of clay to show that it's all surpassing power is from God and not from us. And we are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed, because the evil is manifesting all the time, but we are also growing and we are not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal bodies. So then death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. Can you see when the Holy Spirit is sharing truth and be taking hold of this truth? It's the revelation of Christ within us. So our bodies is like this jar of clay. And inside of us is this incredible light, this glory of truth that is making Christ known to the world. That's why light has a fruit. Children of light, the fruit of, in Ephesians chapter 5, we are children of light. That's who we are. Therefore live as children of light, because light has these kind of fruits. And it speaks about righteousness, it speaks about truth, and it speaks about kindness. We'll look at that now. But here we have a profound truth that we're busy looking at in the context of what we were busy sharing. In the parable of the sower, let's quickly go there. In Luke, when we are looking, let me just get the right scripture over here. When Jesus is speaking about the parable of the sower in Luke, I just can't recall the right scripture in what chapter. But in the Luke version over there, it's an amazing truth because he's speaking about sharing truth, and he goes on and he shares over there that those who have ears, let them hear. And he's speaking about many did not understand because they had hardened their heart. They did not believe. They did not have faith. And so that which was given to them is taken away. But then he goes on and he says, but those who have understanding and have taken in the word of the kingdom of God, and what the Holy Spirit has shared, who has taken that in, what takes place, that bears fruit 30, 60, 100 fold. That fruit of the word that we have taken in and allowed to be established, that fruit is a revelation of Christ in and through our lives. People can see Christ in us. See, that's our growth. And that's why we are a holy people, a kingdom of priests. That's why as holy people we are called to display and to decree and let the glory of God be made known in the midst of darkness. We are children of light. So again, we're gearing our mind to accept the truth. But we are children of light. That's who we are. This revelation, whatever you're going to be speaking to us, I'm not just going to ignore. Because that truth that the Holy Spirit is sharing from you, Jesus, as I take hold of that, that truth is going to be the truth that's going to give the evidence that you are in me and I'm a disciple of you. And this is going to bring glory to the Father. That's why we who love Christ obey Him. We who listen, we don't just ignore. We take what He's sharing with us. We spend time. Let it be established so that it becomes rooted in us. We are rooted in that truth. We are built up in that truth. Can you imagine the believers in our nation beginning to take hold of the truth that we listen to Sunday, 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 and letting that word become so alive within us? Can you see that people can begin to recognize, wow, I can see Christ in the family of God. They're different. They don't gossip. They don't moan and groan about this. They don't sleep around and commit adultery. They don't go to the shangomas. They don't go to the horoscopes. They don't go to the lotto to go and get money that way. No, these people have got a faith in God. In Christ, they've overcome this world. They know how to live in the kingdom. What a testimony. You see? This is the church that our Lord Jesus is building. This is the reality of life in the kingdom. His kingdom is an everlasting, all-powerful kingdom. And we are children of the kingdom. The kingdom is light. And so He's helping us to grow. He's helping us to not be like everybody else. He's helping us to realize this is who we are. We've got to get into agreement. Got to accept the truth of who we are. Otherwise, we will look at darkness and we will just moan and groan and we will just also just be like everybody else. We're not those people. So what impact do we have as children of light? And that's part of Steve and I were talking on Friday, because it's time to build. It's time to see the kingdom becoming a reality, established in the kingdom. And so it's time where we all the time seeking, Lord, I'm light. We are light as a family. What impact do we need to have in this community? What impact do you want us to have in this nation? What's our purpose? as light in the nation. What's the purpose of light? What's the purpose of you in us and what you're wanting to do? What's the purpose of all of that? And so it's renewing the mind to listen, we're not just here to be here. We're here because your light must shine. We're light to the city. We're the lamp to the city. And so that kind of putting action now into our thoughts so that we have a better understanding of the way forwards as a body of Christ. In that Luke portion over there, then he carries on. And it's interesting when he speaks about the reality of the ones who hear. And he goes on and he says that as we listen to what the Word of God is saying, everything that is hidden will be revealed. Everything that is concealed, so hidden, and sometimes things that are covered up, will be exposed by the light of that truth, of that word that has been given. So there's many aspects to that, but the aspect we want to look at it right now is that in the context of that parable, he's speaking about the incredible treasures of the kingdom of God. So everything that is still hidden, all the wisdom in Christ Jesus that is still hidden, we who have received and begin to take hold of one thing the Holy Spirit is sharing, more will be given. That'll be unveiled. That'll be revelation so that we can get know more truth, allow more truth in us and living out more truth, abiding in Him, His word in us, we'll bear much fruit. And that begins to have a huge manifestation. So light must shine in the darkness. The weeds are there, the sons of the devil. They maturing, they are growing, they are getting evil all the time, expands, and then pour out something maybe stupid. Don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Light is good. And that's why we don't get overcome by these things. Now when you renew our mind, we start to, Lord, how will light have an impact? Yeah, what, as your truth, how will this truth, this sword of yours, this word is alive and it's active. How does it have an impact? We, Satan has blinded the minds of the unbeliever, but now Holy Spirit, you're the one that shines light into the dark hearts of mankind. What's our role in all of this? Why do you think God has placed the body of Christ in a town where there's darkness all around? Why are we in a nation, a particular nation? Why are we born again by the Father? Why are we now children of light in the kingdom of light? See, it must manifest. There's a purpose for all of us and the Holy Spirit God. And so that's why all the time for the last couple of weeks, it's been, Father, what do you want to do in a town? What do you want to do in this nation? Father, share with the family of God truth. Because that truth is revelation. That truth that your Spirit will share with us is light. It's revelation of who you are, of your ways. We want to receive that. We want to get the wisdom, understanding that your Holy Spirit gives so that we can live a life worthy of your calling. That we can bear fruit. So that people can realize and see, but wow, here are people that is not the same as anybody else. We are that peculiar nation. We are that holy priesthood. We are citizens of the kingdom of God. So it's part of our growth as we mature more and more. And that's why you'll find in our lives, all of us, the Holy Spirit is very busy just sharing things that are strongholds in our minds. And He's busy sharing truth that we can renew our minds. Because remember who dwells in a stronghold? The strong man. And that strong man speaks into that stronghold and we believe that strong man and we live our lives according to the faith in that strong man, that demon or whatever it may be. That's why God wants to deal with us and help us to get rid of all these strongholds and so we can begin to replace it with His truth so that the Holy Spirit, our thoughts are under the authority of the Holy Spirit's sharing to us what Jesus is sharing so that we have the mind of Christ. So there's many, many things that we are busy learning. We in Romans chapter 8, again, these are scriptures that we all know very well. In Romans chapter 8, where we read that scripture that you mentioned, Paul is writing again to the body of Christ, we who have died to the old Adam nature and now we are this new creation in Christ. So we are light in Christ Jesus. And he says that those who live according to the sinful nature have their mind set on what that nature desires. But those who live according with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. So our mind is no longer captured by darkness. Our mind is in the realm of the Holy Spirit. It's set on what the Spirit desires, and it carries on. It's not controlled by our evil desires, but our spirit, our mind is now controlled with the incredible life of the Holy Spirit, and that's with its life and its peace. And then he carries on and he says, you ever are controlled not by the sinful nature, but you're in the realm of the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you. And then he carries on about the reality of that. And then we know this famous portion of scripture. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. We can be that parable of the weeds and the wheat, and we can see darkness increasing and we can be overwhelmed, or we can realize that we are children of light, we are in the realm of the Spirit, and therefore we can do what Paul is writing over there, because all Paul is doing here is just taking hold of what Jesus taught concerning we are light. And he's just giving more understanding to this. And we know that in all things God works for the good for those who love him. And we know that scripture. And then we go on and he says, now we know that in all things we were more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I'm convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. It's so different when we realize that we are children of light and we are in light himself who has overcome this dark world. Simple, pure God-birthed faith, fully persuaded, as Abraham was fully persuaded that God is able. It's a God faith where the Spirit births in us a divine persuasion. I am light. We are light. And fully believe that. Take a hold of it. Now think differently. Now no matter what takes as children of light, Lord, he has an incredible scripture that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. There's other scriptures that you might want to read over there as well. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3, Peter puts it differently. And he says, praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can neither perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the day of the coming of that salvation is ready. And then he carries on and he says, in this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have to suffer grief and all kinds of trials. Children of light see life differently. Because there's a future revelation, but there's also a now progressive experiencing truth. The fruit of that truth, truth gives freedom and finding such a joy, finding peace and finding hope as we walk with our Lord Jesus Christ. Another scripture again. In 1 Peter chapter 2, where he speaks about us as you come to him, the living stone rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him. You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And then he carries on and verse 9, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you and I may declare the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his wonderful light. That's pretty awesome. How powerful is light? Despite the growth of darkness. We are not victims of darkness. We don't have a victim mentality. We don't blame darkness for our situations. We take what God has said. And if we just take, for instance, this incredible scripture that we've just read, and we take that in, and we begin to spend time and allow that word to be established within us. So it goes beyond just reading it. It goes into the place of getting the understanding of this and then the wisdom of this word. And we start to realize as a family of God, God has called us out of darkness. We're in the light and we have an amazing purpose to declare the wonderful praises of God in the midst of darkness. Our testimony, our witness, our lifestyle. And the joy of all of this is that God has made the provision. The joy of all of this in Romans chapter 4, Romans chapter 5, is that by simple pure faith that God birthed within us, we have been given Christ's gift. We have been given as a gift Christ's righteousness, as an incredible gift. Now unto him who is able to do immeasurably more what we're saying over there, he presents us blameless before the Father. And the reality of us being born again is that in Romans chapter 6, we see the incredible joy that we died to that Adam nature that we were slave to, that controlled us. We died to the power and the rule of sin in our lives. We had to listen. We had to obey that sinful nature. We had to satisfy in one way or the other. We have a willpower that lasted maybe a week and then eventually we surrender and we're given to that incredible power of sin that was in us. But in Christ, that power is broken in his death. In his resurrection, we've been taken out of that old Adam nature and we've been brought into Christ Jesus as a new creation. You see, he's made the provision for us to shine in the darkness. He has done it for you and I. It's a simple believing in faith and keeping in step with the Holy Spirit who will not gratify the desires of our sinful nature. He's done it for you and I. So that's why he goes on and says, but his commands aren't burdensome. No, because we've overcome. The power of sin is broken. So now we have the credible ability by the Holy Spirit. We can obey what Jesus taught us. We can live it out because of his grace, because of his power within us. Again, it's back to the preparing the mind for action. The power of sin is broken in my life. That Adam nature that I was born in is no longer my reality. It's been broken. Yes, I can still go and serve that if I want to, but I don't. I'm no longer a slave. I'm a slave to righteousness. I can now live for the glory of God. Because we're operating in what God has provided for you. That's just part of the incredible good news of God's grace for mankind. One last scripture, I think. Let's go to Colossians, to Ephesians chapter 5. In Ephesians chapter 5, Paul is writing again, verse 8, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light, for the fruit of light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible. for it is light that makes everything visible. Have you ever been in at work or wherever you may be, and because you are righteousness in Christ Jesus, how your very presence makes people angry sometimes because their sin is exposed. You haven't even said a word. They just want nothing to do with you because just light within you, the presence of God within us, makes them very uncomfortable. Can you see how powerful light is? Can you see how that works when Jesus says that it's better to go because when the Holy Spirit comes, He will prove to the world what sin is? Can you see us children of light and the manifestation of that light and people are being uncomfortable? The Holy Spirit is convicting. The Holy Spirit is proving that what they're busy doing is sin. Can you see how powerful light is? Can you see why, as believers, we don't compromise, we don't partake in that over there? Because there's no conviction, there's no witness. But we as children of God that are walking step by step with the Holy Spirit every day, growing, we fall, we mess up, but we understand the reality of what Christ has done, and we don't stay there. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the gift of righteousness. Thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the power of your blood. And we get over that and we continue with our walk with God, growing in Him, being established in Him all the time. And so he goes on and he says, be careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, filled with the Spirit, speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and then submit yourselves. And then he carries on in the context of marriage and family life on how to live as light. For light that makes everything visible, this is why it is said, wake up, O sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ's light will shine on you. So what can we say to the people of our town that's in darkness? Light is shining. And light's going to make you uncomfortable. We're not going to get into agreement with darkness. We're not going to say, oh, that's okay. We're going to just, as children of God, what the Spirit of God is speaking to you and I, whatever that may be, that light, as we take hold of it, that fruit of that truth, of the word of the kingdom of Christ Jesus, will bear fruit. And that fruit is a revelation of Christ, of who He is, that the world needs to see. So when Jesus says we are the light of the world, He means it. When He says here that you can't hide the light, He means it. So wherever we may be in this week, Lord, I'm light. We are light. And where we walk, because we're walking in your truth, some way or other, your Holy Spirit is powerfully at work in this situation. Thank you, Jesus. A simple God-birthed faith, believing in the Word of God, having confidence in that incredible radiance of that truth within you and I, the effect that it has. Jesus being the light, what effect did He have when He came into this world? What effect is He still having in this world, in and through us? It's powerful. Powerful. So, let's celebrate His life and the truth of us being in His light. I think all of us can testify, I hope you all of us can testify to the moment when the Holy Spirit just shone light of truth revelation into our lives. And wow, God, you are real. And in His grace, we got born again. So we want to eat together, celebrate together, and just give praise to our Heavenly Father. So Father, thank you. As you begin to take us deeper into the reality of revelational truth right now, you spoke and there was light. Jesus, you are the living word. And you are revealing the Father, and as you speak, it just releases life. It releases light. Thank you, a time came in our lives, Lord Jesus, when you spoke to us by your Spirit, and the light went on. And we knew that you were real. We ask now, Father, that over our town, over the families of our town, wherever we may be living, Father, in your incredible mercy and goodness, won't you release truth, switch the lights on in the hearts of people. We ask, Father, that you will raise up the laborers. You will enable us to be able to disciple, to witness in one way or the other, so that people will know the real Jesus. It dwells within us. And this we thank you and give you the praise and the glory. Amen. Before we have communion, quickly, this testimony I was listening to. Some of you know Chris, and he was with a client, an Indian gentleman, and we've been dealing a lot in the past 12 weeks on family and spending a lot of time just looking at family. One of the scriptures that God gave some time back was that it was God who has placed people in specific times, specific places, etc., in order for them to find God. And so this Indian man, him and his wife, their son, really just went all kinds of the wrong route. They went into he's an artist as well, and into all different religions, you name it, into everything that you think is possible. And he says to his dad, never send me another scripture on my cell phone again. Never send a prayer. Send nothing about God to me. Otherwise I'll remove you from my cell phone and you won't know where I am. That's the end of our relationship. And so him and his dad, this guy and his wife, they've been praying for their son for a long time because they can see the evidence of their son. And so he went and he said, but Lord, am I praying wrongly? What's happening? I've been praying for years for my son to find you, to get born again. And it's not happening. And then the Holy Spirit took him to scripture. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Ask the Father for the laborers. And suddenly he took hold of truth. Truth has light. And it just gave revelation, gave hope, it gave faith. And so he said, Father, where my son is, you've sent laborers there, send the laborers, wherever he may be. His son's job at this art place, there was just, it just got worse, and eventually he looked for another job. He got to another, I think it was an art studio or an art school, wherever it may be, and he started over there without realizing that the principal is a pastor of a church. And here, there was such a relationship, and this son really enjoyed this guy, and they built a huge relationship. He didn't have to tell anything, just building relationship, just really enjoying and just hanging out with one another. And one day, the principal of this art school said, would you like to come to church with me one night? And the guy said, yeah, no, because there's a relationship, the barriers are down. And he went, and that night he got born again. And probably about 2-3 weeks later, his dad gets a phone call. He says, Mom and Dad, book a ticket to Cape Town. I'm getting baptized tomorrow. See, just simply the power of revelational truth, believing that and praying from the place of faith, can you see the power of that truth? Light shone into that son's life. Amazing, amazing, amazing. And that's why it's so crucial for us to hear, to take hold of that by faith, and to apply that in every way possible. So, let's celebrate the life of Jesus.